LA is home to us. Basically, the people, the culture, the food, and even our landmarks, like, really make LA home for us. And this is a community where you can't replicate it, or I haven't seen it replicated anywhere else.
I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
My name is Esprit Devora, born and raised LA, and I created We Are LA Tech in 2012 to unify the community. Podcast launched in 2014, continuing to help people find the best talent, to connect with each other, to form awesome relationships. So proud of this show. Enjoy. Today's We Are LA Tech community shout out goes to Rose Mina. Rose is amazing. She redesigned the We Are LA Tech headquarters. I ask her to design any room that I want to create the most energetic, vibrant, abundant space in. She's an amazing designer, an incredible actress, supportive of the LA Tech community, and I'm just grateful to have her in my life and part of the We Are LA Tech ecosystem. Be sure to say hello to Rose on Instagram by going to R-O-S-E-M-I-N-A-A-A. That's R-O-S-E-M-I-N-A-A-A on Instagram, and tell her you found her via We Are LA Tech. Join thousands of people in LA Tech on our We Are LA Tech Facebook group, where you can discover events, job opportunities, and even housing. Go to wearelatech.com/community. We'll take you straight there. That's wearelatech.com/community.
Good morning. I don't know what time it is for you, but for me, I just woke up. And I don't know about you, but some days I wake up and I just want to crawl and hide under the covers. Do you ever feel that way? I think we all probably feel that way from time to time. And then I thought to myself, well, if I morning in Netflix, will that make the rest of my day epic? Or will it kind of start a domino effect of a day of kind of feeling sluggish and a bummer? And I'm all for turning off and reviving the mind when it needs to be calm. But I just kind of pictured my day. I have about an hour, 45 minutes before my first, well, now I have 45 minutes before my first meeting. But when I woke up, I had an hour, 45 minutes before my first meeting. And I thought, well, if I Netflix it and don't use the time to shower and calm myself and make my bed and all these things, will I enjoy my day? Will I enjoy my life? I know life sounds like a really heavy word, but it is. Every single second that we're here is our life to thrive in, and whatever that means to each of us, right? And I thought, no, like, it wouldn't be Netflix out of relaxation. It would be Netflix, the equivalent of eating a pint of ice cream when you're just trying to somehow soothe your, like, anxiety, or when I'm trying to soothe my anxiety. I don't want to speak for you. And so instead, I turned on a Headspace and I meditated. Now I'm about to make my bed, and then I'm going to shower, and then I will have my morning meeting and my podcast interviews. And it's interesting, when I meditated, I gained some clarity on some things that I could do to operate the company in a more effective way, like some things that I've been trying to solve that I've been having a problem solving. And I don't know, just that calm mind, that clarity. It was like a hug. I know that might sound cheesy. Anyway, have a great day wherever in the world you are, and I will see you in the next episode. Enjoy. Bye.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast, spotlighting LA tech companies and talent so you can quickly immerse yourself into the startup culture here. My name is Rachel Espiritu, director with Toolbox LA, and I'm your guest host on today's episode. Toolbox LA is Southern California's largest innovation lab. So excited to feature our guest today. We have Grace Park, CEO of New Leap. So excited to have you here. Thank you for joining us. How are you, Grace?
I'm good. Thanks, Rachel, for having me on the show. I'm very excited to be here today.
Awesome. Yeah. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Hi, everyone. My name is Grace Park. I'm the CEO of NewLeap. We help companies share their authentic stories to the right talent on values, skills, culture, and opportunities.
Awesome. And so tell us a little bit about your role with the company.
Sure. I help founders and the C-suite scale engage their teams at NewLeap. I basically spend about 80% of my time on business and 20% on product because I have an awesome co-founder, Luis Reyes. He's our CTO that takes care of all of our tech part. So I'm very lucky.
And so where in LA are you and your company based?
We're based in downtown LA and we're missing an office a lot right now, but we're not missing the traffic.
Yeah. That's for sure. I love downtown LA. So much bustle there. It's awesome. And what about yourself? Are you from LA?
Yes. I was actually born and raised in Hollywood. No one believes me, but from Hollywood.
I love it. It's a unicorn. Yes. Me too. I'm born and raised in LA as well. So we are definitely rare unicorns. That's
also
awesome.
What area are you from?
San Fernando Valley. So suburbs of LA, but still technically LA.
That's where my co-founder Luis is from, the San Fernando Valley. Awesome. So yes,
no
small world.
Represent.
Yes. Exactly.
I love it. Very cool. And so are you self-funded or VC-backed?
We are self-funded with a little bit of revenue. So we're very excited for 2020.
Awesome. And that's cool. So how did you scale the company?
We were able to scale our company because of the team that we're working with. We were very lucky and fortunate to have amazing team members and relationships that we've cultivated in Los Angeles, of which I think like Grid 110, Big Soul Exchange are accelerators that we are part of, and they really helped us scale and grow our company culture and our technology too. So it's been a great year.
Awesome. And so how did you meet your co-founder and your CTO?
We met at Disney 10 years ago at the happiest place on earth. That was our beginning. We realized that like opportunity wasn't available or accessible to many groups of people when we were at Disney because I myself was asked, I don't know how many times, but many times, like, who do I know at the company? How did you get here? It made us really realize that a lot of people don't have that same opportunity to work at large corporations or cool companies and startups like Disney.
And so would you say that's what inspired the company is like seeing people that didn't have access and opportunities and wanting to create that?
Yes, that is on the ball. And like we definitely wanted to have open access for, you know, people from all walks of life. Because even like Luis and I, we're very diverse, right? He's a Latinx founder. I'm a Korean American in Los Angeles. So yes.
Yeah. That's awesome. And so why LA and not other cities like San Francisco?
LA is home to us. Basically, the people, the culture, the food, and even our landmarks like really make LA home for us. And this is a community where you can't replicate it, or I haven't seen it replicated anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a melting pot with so many different types of cultures and resources. And so do you have any resources in LA that you recommend?
I have a ton of resources and restaurants that I love to recommend.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. So we'll hit you up for that. Sure. Because you mentioned also Grid 110, right? Yes. And Big Soul Exchange as being like kind of integral in your growth.
Exactly. Grid 110, they actually help you cultivate community and they are very supportive in you engaging many walks of life together in LA right now, in downtown LA and in South LA, which is their new program. And Big Soul Exchange really tries to help companies that are in diverse areas of Los Angeles County, which I think is phenomenal and amazing. But a couple other resources are, I would say the Lacey, the Clean Tech Incubator, which we're also a part of. UCLA Bruin Labs, USC Incubate, they're all like local university programs. And I would even tap into our local government. They're there to support and help us, but I feel like we are a little bit scared to approach them. And so I definitely recommend taking that initiative and reaching out to them.
And what LA tech companies or talent have you come across lately that have really impressed you?
I have so many that I want to share.
Do tell, please tell us.
I have a dear friend, Renika. She founded Rozu, which is a sparkling rosewater beverage company. But she inspires people to pursue their passions while becoming financially independent. She's also a Grid 110 and VIXO Exchange alum. I recently chatted with Julia from Broglie Box, which I think is important today. They support mental health during these times, especially in COVID. So I think that's really important too.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, that's definitely a topic that people, you know, are not shying away from. And I think that's great that there's more people comfortable talking about that. And so what about one of your favorite tech tools? What do you and your team, what do you guys use? What do you like? Tell us the deets.
We use so many tools. I love them all. Luis always makes fun of me for that. But I would have to say Slack, Gmail, Trello. And I feel like if I don't mention Notion, my friend Justin, he's another founder in LA of Plantrefull, like he'll be like super disappointed. So Notion.
Yeah, I've just recently gotten turned on to that as well. And it's so great for like mind dumps, right?
Yes. And we also offer Notion workshops for our job seekers and students too. So
really? That's awesome. And so, yeah, I'd love to hear a little bit more. You mentioned this workshop. Is that part an offer that when you become a member, is that an additional offering that comes with it?
Yes. I would say we were focused on like technical and professional development and education at NewLeap for job seekers and students. And so that's something that we really care about, especially during COVID-19, to help students and job seekers really connect to companies that match their culture, their skills, and something that they really want to work on. Purpose is so integral and important. And the other side of the fence is that we help founders and the C-suite really define what culture inclusion is and help them hire, engage, and onboard their teams virtually during these times. We also have an awesome partnership with VIXO Exchange where they're allocating the opportunity to hire subsidized interns.
Nice. What does that look like? How did that opportunity come about?
When I was interviewing a lot of students, and a lot of students were actually emailing me about how COVID-19 has impacted their life, a lot of internship offers were being rescinded. And it just happened that all the stars aligned where VIXO Exchange was actually supporting this program where they're allowing startups and companies to hire up to 10 subsidized interns through May 2021. So that basically means that the city and county will pay the intern their wages. So we're getting internships back on board during this economic climate. And also we're supporting that process by facilitating the trainings and the workshops for these companies so they can truly mentor, engage, and onboard these interns virtually and help them grow professionally.
Wow, that's amazing. I did not know that. So basically the city is paying for internships for startups?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, that is a great resource to know. And so as far as, I guess, if you have an ask for the community, what would that be?
I would say my ask is help us provide talented students with job skills and training. And in return, get awesome subsidized interns today.
Awesome. Perfect. Cool. And then so if people want to connect with you, what's the best way to connect with you?
My email is the best way, is grace.park@newleap.com. That is my direct email. I engage with everyone. So if you have any questions or have anything you want to ask me, just feel free and send me an email. And our website is jobs.newleap.com.
And so if I go to your website, do you also have a mobile application as well?
Yes, you can download our app and be able to look at amazing companies and jobs that are listed, and we will soon have our internships on there too.
Oh, that's awesome. Have you seen more remote work opportunities arise in the past couple months?
Yes, there's been a huge increase in remote work, and that's not only to say like large companies, large tech companies are doing that, but also startup companies in the local Los Angeles area are hiring remote work, not only in software development and tech, but like ancillary roles like finance, administration, even executive assistants. The remote work is available. So I would say stay persistent in your job search and stay confident because there are opportunities.
I love that. Any advice that you'd recommend for someone wanting to start a company right now?
I would say stay resilient, be really driven in what you want to do, because when people say that everything will go wrong, everything will go wrong. And it does feel like a blockbuster movie. Like when you watch those like end of the world movies and think it can't happen, it does happen. Just look at this year, COVID-19, right?
Oh my gosh. Great. Okay. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us today. This is Rachel with Toolbox LA, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
This is Grace Park, CEO of New Leaf, based in downtown LA, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Hi, this is Arlen Hamilton, author of It's About Damn Time, How to Turn Being Underestimated into Your Greatest Advantage. And you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
I feel so grateful I've had the privilege of getting an advanced copy of Arlen Hamilton's new book, It's About Damn Time. She is one of the most inspiring venture capitalists I've ever come across. Her story from having absolutely nothing and being completely broke to being one of the most influential venture capitalists in the world blows my mind. And her book is insanely well written. Right when I picked it up, I didn't want to put it down. She teaches me and us how to become the asset, how to be our best selves, and how to be a person that not only creates opportunity for ourselves, but creates an abundance of opportunity for others. I'm so proud to share her book with you, and I hope you'll pick it up. And I know for sure you'll be just as riveted as I was with each page you turn.
Get It's About Damn Time at itsaboutdamntime.com.
The We Are LA Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora,
with help from Janice Geronimo,
edited by Corey Jennings,
production and voiceover by Adam Carroll,
community spotlight coordination by Sarah Tran.
Music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The We Are LA Tech podcast is a wearetech.fm production.